भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेविया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति नैष्ठिके। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम, विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट, आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अनटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड नारायण, अनटु नारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग, अनटु मदर सरस्वती द गॉडेस ऑफ लर्निंग, अनटु श्रील व्यासदेव द ऑथर, अनटु श्रील प्रभुपाद अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर। Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, young and old, everybody is welcome here in Prabhupada's home, Vrindavan Dham. All of you may be knowing, may be not knowing, Prabhupada said, Bombay is my office, Mayapur is my place of pilgrimage, and Vrindavan is my home. Srila Prabhupada is staying here eternally, blessing the whole world. So, by His mercy, Bhagavad Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text 12, Puranjan becomes a woman in the next life, which is very dangerous for a man to become a woman in the next life. If woman becomes man, it's good for her, but if man becomes woman, very dangerous. So, please repeat, Tasyam. When that city, Sandhyamanayam, Bas Ablaze, Sapaura, along with all the citizens, Saparichada, along with all servants and followers, Kautambika, the king, having so many relatives, Kutambinya, along with his wife, Upatapayata, begin to suffer the heat of the fire. Sa Anvaya, along with descendants. Tasyam Sandhayam Anayayam, Sa Paura Sapari Chada, Kautumbika Kutumbinaya, Upatapyata Sanvaya, Tasyam Sandayayanayam, Sapaura Saparichada, Kautumbika Kutumbinya, Upatapyata Sanvaya, Translation, please repeat. When the city was set ablaze, all the citizens and servants of the king, as well as all family members, sons, grandsons, wives and other relatives, were within the fire. The king Puranjana thus became very unhappy. purported by His divine grace, Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, Foundacharya of Great ISKCON. Not great, but the greatest ISKCON. There are many parts of the body, the senses, the limbs, the skin, the muscles, blood, marrow, etc. And all these are considered here figuratively as sons, grandsons, citizens and dependents. When the body is attacked by the Vishnu Jwara, the fiery condition becomes so acute that sometimes one remains in a coma. This means that the body is in such a severe pain that one becomes unconscious and cannot feel the miseries. Taking place within the body. Indeed, the living entity becomes so helpless at the time of death that although unwilling, is forced to give up the body and enter another. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that man may be scientific advancement. Man may be scientific advancement, improve the temporary living entities, living conditions, but that he cannot avoid the pangs of birth, old age, disease and death. These are under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the agency of material nature. A foolish person cannot understand this simple fact. Now, people are very busy trying to find petroleum in the midst of the ocean. They are very anxious to make provisions for the future problem, petroleum supply. But they do not make any attempts to ameliorate the conditions of birth, old age, disease and death. Thus a person in ignorance, not knowing anything about his own future life, is certainly defeated in all his activities. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vidhanta Swami Iti Namne Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvase Shunyavadi Pashtadana Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna
Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare
Ram!
Hare Ram!
Ram Ram!
Hare Hare!
जीव जागो जीव जागो गौरा चंद्र बोले कत निद्रा जाओ माया पिशाची रागोले. So dear devotees, Prabhupada has mentioned here about the scientific advancement. This is a science age. People believe in scientist and scientific age. We were just coming from the Kumbh Mela. We were there for almost for 2 months, 1 month, 20 days. By Prabhupada's mercy, it was very nice, Harinam. All the Mayavadi was hearing Harinam. We had about 40, 50 boys, devotees, they were going for Harinam. Plus food distribution. Sometime gulab jamuns, sometime samosa, kachori, puri, sabji, sometime sweet rice, nice prasadam. 2,000-3,000 people every day. So 27th, I was invited by one scientist to speak in the University of Allahabad. So many scientists, one ex-vice chancellor, he was also a scientist. He was a chief guest. I was guest of honor. So, by Prabhupada's mercy, I got the courage. Scientists, science students are sitting. I told one story which Prabhupada used to tell. Story goes like this, that a scientist who was very puffed up, very proud of his scientific education and like that. So he thought, let me go and have a boat ride, go in the sea in a boat. She called one boatman. Boatman came. Said, I want to have a boat ride. He says, sir, welcome. The scientist got into the boat. Now this boatman started driving the boat with the hands, you know. And boat went into the sea, further, further. So this guy was very puffed up. This scientist was very puffed up. He asked him, the boatman, oh, you have any knowledge of physics? He said, sir, I am illiterate. I don't know anything about physics. This puffed up scientist said, 25% of your life is waste. You don't know anything about physics. Boat went a little further. Again, he was very proud of his, you know, education, so-called education. You have any knowledge of chemistry? Sir, I told you I'm illiterate. I don't know anything about chemistry. 50% of your life is waste. Now boat went a little further and there was more, you know, up and down. This man, scientist, said, what's happening? Why it's so rough, ride is so rough? So this boatman stood up, looked far. Sir, looks like there is a storm in the sea. Then, sir, you know how to swim? Oh, no, I don't know. Sir, then 100% of your life is waste. When I told this story, you know, big scientist, you know, chief guest, he was making face, you know, what is this? And I was supposed to speak more. So the scientist who invited me, he was a physicist, physics, you know, doctor of physics. So he said, Swamiji, your time is finished, you know. So, same thing Prabhupada is mentioning here. One may be very advanced materially. He may be very educated. MBBS, FRCS, London, PhD, DVD, ADD, so many. I went to see one man in Kenya. He gave me his card. He had 3 lines of his degrees. So many degrees. But these degrees have no meaning. So this boatman is compared with a devotee. He has no material qualification, but he is a devotee. And the scientist is very qualified materially, but not devotee. What happened? He was drawn into the sea, you know. And boatman swim across, he came out of the sea. So dear devotees, this is a very, very important point Srila Prabhupada is making. These foolish scientists, they don't know. Srila Prabhupada is saying that in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated that man may be scientific advancement, improve the temporary living conditions. This we should remember. Everything in this material world is of a temporary nature. Me, you, he, she, we should not be of any temporary thing. Including what Lord Gauranga said in Shikshashtaka. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitamba jagadishakame, mam janmani janmani ishvare, bhavatad bhaktir ahaituki tvai. He's warning all of us, including me, you, he, she, everybody. Everybody is after money, dhanam, no money. But people in general think money is honey. Money is honey. No money. Sadhu or guru, janam, he want many followers. Tom, Dick and Harry, initiate everyone, come, take initiation. No. Lord Chaitanya said no. Janam, no, so many followers. If we want to attain the supreme destination, if we want to go back home, back to Godhead, no followers. Sundari. Everybody is after money, beauty, not money, but beautiful woman. Even sometimes sadhus become attracted to a woman. They give up their sannyas and become follower of woman. Very dangerous. Sundarim, no woman. Kavitam. Sushi Gaunitai ki. Sushi Krishna Balaram ki. Sushi Lalita Pishaga Radhe Shyam ki. Vrindavan Dham ki. Lord Chaitanya is warning us. No beautiful woman. We should consider all the women as our mothers. Because this body was born from a mother. Why we look to a woman with a bad intention? Anyone who is doing this, he is preparing a royal road to hell. Woman should look all the men, except her husband, not with bad intention. No. She was also born from a man, our father and mother. So we should look, man should look woman as mother and woman should look man as a father. Except the wife, except a husband. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, Sundarim, be careful. And this, what is this present, there's a modern education that eat, drink and be merry. Enjoy the life. This is very dangerous. Today we want to enjoy the senses. Tomorrow senses are going to enjoy us. Tune socha tha bhog main bhog karun, par bhog hi tujhko bhog gaye. You thought I will enjoy my senses. But now senses are enjoying you. How is that? There's one happening took place in Bombay. One very rich man invited one Gujarati saint. This saint has about 20 followers. And this rich man served the saint in a golden and silver pots. Very rich man. So many preparations, beautiful preparations. So saint is sitting with his followers. Now saint is inviting to the host, to the rich man. Tumhi bhi humare sath baithe jao. You also sit with us and eat. He said, no. Hum pachi jamis. I will eat afterward. He said, no. What is wrong? Banda suche. Why you want to eat after? Eat with us. Saint is insisting. But rich man is refusing. Saint kept on insisting that why you don't eat with us? Then the truth came out. Truth was, he said, this Gujarati man said, rich man, Batim che, e jo baddu jo che na, unnati jami sakta. Whatever I am serving you people, I can't eat this. He was so sick. Se tamai su jamo cho, what do you eat? Chhas na rotla. Means a bread and what do you call this? Buttermilk, nothing else. He's a rich man, can't eat anything. People, when they enjoy senses so much that their senses become invalid, so many diseases they develop. You know that richest man of the world was a John Paul Getty. He was American but living in England. Richest man in the world. So once press people went to Mr. Getty, he said, my dear Mr. Getty, we want to know what's your desire. He's the richest man in the whole world. What's your desire? You know what was the answer of Mr. Getty? Mr. Getty said, my only desire is this, that I should be able to pass urine properly. He was not able to pass urine properly. And what was his food? Barley water. Nothing else. So, because we have no knowledge of soul, in general people are forgetful of souls, They are thinking this body is all in all. Let us enjoy this body, eat, drink and be merry. And then prepare a royal road to hell. So sense enjoyment means hell. They are saying in Hindi Manoranjan. Manoranjan means we try to please our mind. You can never please your mind. It's a big rascal. Our biggest enemy is our mind. But everybody is after Manoranjan. Everybody is after trying to satisfy his own mind. No, we should not do the Manoranjan. But we should do the Krishna Ranjan. You know what is the meaning of Krishna Ranjan? Krishna Ranjan means we should try to please Krishna. Krishna, as it is described by Brahmaji, Ishwaraha Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadhiraya Adhira Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Prabhupada gives the example. There is a tree. Roots of the tree, twig of the tree, branches of the tree, leaves of the tree, flowers of the tree and fruit of the tree. If you pour water on the leaves of the tree, twig of the tree, fruit of the tree won't be benefited. But if you pour water on the root of the tree, then the tree will be benefited. So Krishna, if Krishna is pleased, we will be all automatically pleased. If Krishna is not pleased, doesn't matter what you do. You will be simply in hellish condition. So, pure devotee Srila Prabhupada is teaching us on every step, on every page of his books. He's trying to teach us. But if I don't follow his instructions, then what he can do? Just like Duryodhan and Arjuna. Both came for the help to Sri Krishna, to take help from Krishna. Krishna said, one side is my army, big army. One side myself, I won't fight. I won't lift any weapon. The Duryodhana immediately wanted Krishna's army. He was a fool. He was a sense gratifier. He was not a devotee. But Krishna to teach us, Krishna said, Duryodhan, Arjuna is your younger brother. Let him ask first. So then foolish Duryodhan thought, oh no, I am going to lose now. He is going to ask army. He is going to become victorious. But Duryodhan was a fool and Arjuna was a devotee. Arjuna said, my lord, I want you. So Duryodhan became very happy. Oh, it's good, you know. I am going to be victorious. But the fool didn't know that Krishna is not with him. How he can be victorious? Without Krishna, devotee only want Krishna. They don't want anything else. That's why Lord Chaitanya Krishna himself teaching in the role of his own devotee. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, bhajagati. I don't want these things. But the whole world is after these things, you know. I want money. I want followers. This is nonsense actually. I want beautiful woman. All nonsense. What happened to Puranjan? Puranjan was attached to this woman, you know. And next life he has to become woman. This is the whole chapter. So, if we want to return to our real home, the home of India or home of America is not our real home. Our real home is Gauloka Vrindavan, Vaikunth Loka. Where life is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful. Where there is no birth, no death, no old age, no disease, no fighting, no backbiting, no politics. You know, there's so much politics. Even sometimes among the devotees, politics is seen, you know. It means they haven't made any advancement. They haven't made any spiritual advancement. That's by there. Or you cannot come to my area. Don't come. I don't go, you know, if somebody doesn't invite me. I ask one devotee, I want to come to your area. No, you should come. You should come. I said, just see his mentality. He thinks that place belongs to him, you know. Nothing belongs to us. This is politics. Like Srila Prabhupada, once he came to England, and the press people came to him. And English people thinks that England belongs to their father, you know. English is their father's property. England is their father's property. Fools. Educated fools. So, and the press man came, what for you have come here? Means he's mean that England belongs to him. Why Prabhupada has come there? Srila Prabhupada was so great, wake him up, sleeping. Jeev jago. Jeev jago. No sleeping in the class. So what happened? Pressman said, what for you have come to our country? Prabhupada paused later. Looked at this foolish white man. He said, you Britishers ruled India. He couldn't deny, it's truth. Britishers ruled India, they ruled the whole world. And you stole everything from there. Who dare to say this? A pure devotee only, who has a courage. You stole everything from India. And that is also true. I have seen the British Museum. All the very, very valuable things are there in the British Museum. Books written by hand, 5,000 years old, so beautiful. Written with gold and such a, you know, culture. I have seen that Kohinoor diamond is also there in the British Museum. India used to be known as a golden sparrow. And these first Muslims came, they were plunderers. Then the Britishers came, they were plunderers. Try to ruin this culture. Prabhupada said, you have stolen everything. But you forget one thing. Then this Angrez ka bacha started thinking, oh, what we forget? He said, what we forget? Prabhupada said, you forget the culture. You didn't bring Indian culture with you. I have come here to give you the culture. This is our great Prabhupada. So he couldn't say further. His mouth was shut, you know. So, politics. In the spiritual world, there is no politics. Everybody is serving Krishna. Even Sura, Asuras, demons, devotees, everybody is together. Many demons have gone back home also. Prahlad Maharaj was born in a family of demons. He is with Krishna. They're all serving Krishna. Nobody is fighting. No backbiting. No politics. No pulling the legs of each other, you know. Everybody is serving. Everybody is happy. In the spiritual world, Ananda Maya Vyasat, everybody is happy. Actually, we all belong to the spiritual world. But now we are forgetful of that. We want happiness. But just like a deer looking for a water in a desert. Is there water in the desert? No. Water is there at the bank of the river. But a foolish animal is looking for a water in the desert. Same is our position. There is happiness. Happiness is only unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Happiness is only there to serve Krishna. But we are ignoring Krishna. And I want to happy independent of Krishna. As it is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhoga bhamsha kare. Pashete maya tare jhapatiya tare. After forgetting Krishna, a jiva is trying to enjoy the senses. No sense enjoyment. Sense enjoyment is condemned in the spiritual life. And one who wants to enjoy the senses, he comes under the sway of Maya. Maya slaps him again and again. But the foolish jiva can't understand the slaps of Maya. When he slapped again serving Maya. So Krishna, out of his kindness, mercy, has sent his pure devotee to guide us on the right track. We are on the wrong track. If me, you, he, she, if we are trying to enjoy our senses, if I want money, if I want followers, if I want women, if I want to be a big orator also, sometime, kavitam, big orator, a poet, no. If I'm after these things, then it means, I want to tell you one thing, I used to tell this before also. You know, in our brain, this brain is made by Krishna as a computer. In the brain, those who are sleeping, wake up, open your eyes. Nobody can close their eyes. You know, Krishna has made this brain is a computer. I remember when I was 3 years old, I remember. Even now. So, in the brain there are little screws. Little screw. So this brain Krishna has given us so that we can use this brain in the service of Krishna. And use our brain to make advancement on this path of devotion. About devotion I tell all the time. Nowadays, why there is this so chaos all over the world? Because there is no devotion. People have no devotion. They are rascals. When there is no devotion, then only commotion. No devotion, only commotion. No, when there is no devotion, then there is no emotion. No bhava. No emotion. When there is no emotion, only commotion. And commotion, then no promotion to the spiritual world. So devotional service is very, very important for the jiva. All the souls take to this devotion service. Not the sense enjoyment. So Krishna is so kind. He sent his pure devotee to guide us on the right track. To guide us. Srila Prabhupada was, I have seen quite a good number of saints. When I was 17, 18 years old, I ran away from my home and came here in Vrindavan. How many years back? You can say maybe 45 years back, 48, 46 years back. And the saint with whom I came, he was a big orator, very big speaker. I came, I ran away from my home. What I saw? That saint, he had a girlfriend, you know, here in Vrindavan. He is sannyasi, but he had a girlfriend. Cheating, you know, people. So, the point I'm making is I have seen quite a good number of saints, but I was never happy with any one of them. There was one saint, he won't put on cloth, totally naked, you can say. Only kopin. And he won't eat any grains. No salt, no sugar. And he was known as Dudadhari Baba. Sometimes he used to take only milk. My mother used to go all different kinds of saints and serve them. I was also going with my mother. But I was not satisfied with this saint also. I found certain things which were not proper. So then I prayed to the Lord, my Lord, please help me to meet your pure devotee. So it was divine arrangement of Gaur Nithai and Radha Krishna that I met Srila Prabhupada. Nobody preached me. Nobody gave me any book about ISKCON. Nobody told me anything about ISKCON. But Gaur Nithai, Panchatattva, Radha Krishna brought me to Srila Prabhupada. By seeing Prabhupada's temple, I was satisfied. Oh, my life. I am going to spend my whole life here. Then I met Prabhupada. In first meeting, temple president won't let me see Prabhupada. I said, can I see Swamiji? He said, who are you to see Swamiji? Even a prime minister of India cannot meet him. So then I ran away in the room of Prabhupada by force. Prabhupada didn't say, who you are? Why you came? No, he didn't say anything. Looked at me. I said, in Hindi, I said, Swamiji, main aapki sharan mein aana chahta hoon. I didn't know I have to call him Prabhupada. Swamiji, I want to come to your shelter. He looked at me, replied in Hindi, achhi baat hai, it's a good thing. But he didn't say, why you came in? I felt very good. I felt great, you know. So then he said, I am tired now. You can see me some other time. This was a brief meeting. So Srila Prabhupada is sent by Krishna. That's why I am telling you this little pastime. He was sent to rectify us, to help us, so that we won't go to hell and suffer there, rot there forever. So Srila Prabhupada is guiding us. And see, his guidance is so powerful because he is a pure devotee. Those who are busy in merrymaking, in eat, drink and be merry, those who are busy in boyfriends and girlfriends, he made them Vaishnavas. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked this question, Swamiji, can you show some miracle? Prabhupada said, these Malachas and Yavanas, they have become Vaishnavas. But more miracles you want than this, you know. This is the greatest miracle Prabhupada has performed, you know. Those to be boyfriend, girlfriend, they have become sannyasi and brahmacharis. And those who used to, women used to stay naked in the Western world, you know. They covered their, you know, hands. During Prabhupada time, I have seen Man Mataji, New Vrindavan, covered her hands up to here, you know. Had discovered. Once I was in LA Rath Yatra, Los Angeles, sitting there, stage program was going on. One young lady, maybe 15, 20 years old, came. And how she was dressed, I can't explain to you, my God. Stood next to me. I said, can I take photo with you? I said, no! Go! So one my God brother was Pundrik. She kept on insisting, let me take photo with you. I said, no! Go, go! She's just standing next to me. And how she was dressed, my God, I can't explain. Shameless. So then Pundrik said, Maharaj, why don't you let her take photo with you? I said, you let her take photo with you. Not me. I'm not going to let her take photo with me. She kept on insisting, you know. I didn't let her take photo with me, you know. So, Srila Prabhupada is so great. Those women used to stay naked, you know. They cover their body. This is the power of a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada ki! So, stick to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Hold on his feet. He will help you. Those who haven't met, fortunately by the mercy of God, Nitya, Panchatattva, Radha Krishna, Radha Shyam Sundar, we met Prabhupada. Many of you might not have met, but don't think he's not here. He's sitting here, right here. He's here. You develop faith. Open up your eyes, those who have closed their eyes. He's sitting here. You develop faith unto his lotus feet, he will definitely help you. I'm telling you. He will help you. So he is a representative of Krishna. I have seen Prabhupada, you know, he was worried for all of us, you know. Whenever there was some bad news, some devotee didn't behave properly, he said, Prabhupada, you'd feel very sad, you know. Oh, this rascal has ruined everything, you know. So, such a great soul is very rare. Na bhuto na bhavishyati. So, Srila Prabhupada is teaching us no sense gratification, no scientific advancement. we should try to become a devotee. And Prabhupada said, even one, there's no need of materialistic education. Women's need to be, girls need not to be educated much. They should learn only how to read and write. That's it. Boys should not be so much educated. They should learn Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. They should become devotee. This education, but Prabhupada said, you know, among the scientists I was speaking, the scientists couldn't say anything, but they were, you know, really big scientists. He had made one presentation, and everybody was bored by his presentation there. Those who were with me, they were saying, what is, you want to make everybody scientist, you know. So, by Prabhupada's mercy, I spoke, you know, this. I gave this story of scientist and boatman. So scientists, you know, they couldn't say anything. It's the truth. As Srila Prabhupada has mentioned further here, that, but that he cannot avoid the pangs of birth, old age, disease and death. These are under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through the agency of material nature. So scientific advancement cannot save him from becoming old, or disease, or from death. No. So we should become devotees so that we can understand these things. A foolish person cannot understand this simple fact. Now people are very busy trying to find petroleum in the midst of the ocean. They are very anxious to make provisions for the future petroleum supply. But they do not make any attempts to ameliorate the conditions of birth, old age, disease and death. These are the real problem. As Lord has mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. One should see the problem of birth, death, old age and disease. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. We should see these real problems. But teachings are such. Prabhupada said that the schools and colleges, they are the slaughterhouses. Boys and girls goes good from home, and when they come from school or college, they become rogues number one. They become rascals. Their parents won't teach them like that. In the schools and college, they learn like this. So everything is a topsy-turvy. Everything is spoiled. Only hope is Srila Prabhupada's this ISKCON, great ISKCON. And we all have to become Srila Prabhupada's good followers, true followers in a true sense, the way Prabhupada wanted. Not that I kept on gathering more and more disciples and money and followers and this and that. No. This is not good. If spontaneously somebody comes, it's okay. But not that I have to keep on hunting for disciples. No, that's not proper. Maya is very powerful, very powerful. Lord Sri Krishna is saying in chapter 13, Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. One should see the real problem, the problem of birth, the problem of death, the problem of old ages, and the problem of disease. These are the real problems. Like we come for a darshan of Gaur Nitya, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar. We should see these problems, real problems. But the system has become so polluted, nobody is seeing the real problems. So if we become devotee of Krishna, then our consciousness will be purified, our heart will be purified, then we will be able to see the real problems of our life. Otherwise, we don't know, we are going to go to the cycle of birth and death and suffer there, suffer in the hell, suffer in the different species of life. which is very, very painful for the soul. So please, 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 let us help each other and become serious, sincere devotee of Srila Prabhupada and spread this mission around. This is the need of the time. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Ram Ram,
Ram
Ram,
Hare Hare, Jai Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi, Gaura Bhakta, Brinda, Nama Om, Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya, Bhutale, Shrimate, Bhakti Vedant, Swami, Iti Namane, Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani, Pracharane, Nirvishesh, Shunyavadi, Paschatya Desh, Tarane, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anybody has any question? Comments? You have? No, no. Raise your hand. Yes, give the mic to this devotee. Oh, there is a mic. Haribol.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for a nice class.
Thank you.
So, it is said that a devotee is Daksha, expert.
Ah, yeah.
Devotee is Daksha.
Yeah.
And I heard it means that he should know a little bit of everything. He should know a little bit of everything and he should know one thing very perfectly.
You are a little slow, you are a little fast.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So, because you said that we should not waste time learning physics, chemistry, these things.
I'm not saying Prabhupada said this.
No. I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree, but also it is said that a devotee is expert. That means he should know a little bit of everything. He should know a little bit of everything. I heard like that. But he should know devotional service very nicely, very fully. But other aspect of life, like chemistry, mechanics, or this, he should have some ideas. He should not be totally like ignorant of these things.
You know what Prabhupada said?
No.
What's your name?
My name Gadadhara Priya Das.
Gadadhara Priya Das. You're from which place?
I'm from Paris, France.
Paris. Comment allez-vous?
Ça va, merci.
But Prabhupada said, if one has $100,000, then he need not worry for $10. You understand? Yeah. If one is $100,000 is a devotee. If one is a devotee, then everything else will follow. All of the knowledge will come there, you know. This is Prabhupada's answer. Little bit everything, you know, they're saying that jack of all and master of none, something like that. What is that, a proper saying? Jack of all trade and master of none. Little bit what we know, little what, that is not going to help us, you know. This is attraction number, you know. Prabhupada tells story in Bhagavad Gita of Maharaja Bharat. Maharaja Bharat was so advanced personality. He renounced the kingdom of the whole world, beautiful queen, palatial living, children, everything. And he attained the stage of samadhi. What is the samadhi? Samyak idhiyate asmin atma tatva yathatmayam. When minds give up sankalp vikalp, to accept something, to reject something, and mind meditate on the self, on the soul, that is samadhi. He attained that stage. But then he became attached to a little bit to the deer. Next body is a deer. If you say little bit of everything, then we may become attached to that little bit, then we will lose the chance of going back home. Got the answer?
Yes, thank you.
Merci beaucoup. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Any other question? To ask a question is a sign of intelligence. Yes, Panchagoda, what's your question? Yeah, Panchagoda, give the mic to him. He's literally sitting away, that's why he's hesitating to ask the question. There. Yes, Panchagoda ji.
Jai Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Well, you said to ask a question is a sign of intelligence, so since I have no intelligence, I have no questions.
You are full of intelligence.
So life is difficult, and to survive in this world, one needs to understand the workings of the material world, so that he can take care of family, responsibilities, and all the different things which surround us in the material existence. So we need to apply some energy to develop some of these skills, material skills, so that we can survive nicely. And simultaneously, we should cultivate Krishna consciousness.
That's all right. But as I said, I answered this Prabhu, French Prabhu, that Prabhupada said this, if one has $100,000, then he need not worry for $10. If one is a devotee, then he can tackle all the problems, you know. But if he is not devotee, he may be able to tackle, maybe not. It's very risky, you know. Time is very short. In a short time, Prabhupada came and, like a splash, gave Krishna consciousness to the whole world and left, you know. Many apapagat brothers are going, and we are in the queue. So if we, you know, like Maharaja Bharat, he became a little bit attached to the tear. Though he's so renounced the kingdom of the whole world, Pelshire, living everything, became attached to a tear. Next body he has to take as a tear. It's a very risky situation. Choice is ours, you know, choice is yours. But I don't want to take this risk, I'm trying. If I get your blessings so that I can be successful in my trying, you know.
We're looking for your blessings.
Huh?
We're looking for your blessings.
Hare Krishna. I am blessingless. No blessings. So that I become fully attached, because like Rupa Goswami Prabhupada is saying, Anna Vilashata Shunnam, material desire must be zero. Gyan karmadi navratam, anukullena krishnanu shilnam bhakti ruttama. Pure devotee, Sri Rupa Goswami, he was minister, you know, finance minister, gave away, living underneath the tree in a bridge. Gave this beautiful bridge to us, you know. By the mercy of Gaur Nitai, this bridge is given to us by six Goswamis. Yes, Prabhu, you're Balkrishna. Krishna Gopal.
Maharaj, thank you for your class. It's very
thank
nice.
You, Krishna Gopal Prabhu.
You mentioned that someone did not want you to come and visit them. And so my question is, why wouldn't someone want to have the good fortune of having your association, having you visit them?
I didn't follow the question.
Why would someone not want to have your association?
Somebody?
For you to visit them. Earlier you said in the class that you wanted to go visit, and they said, no, you can't come. No, can't come. That was Prabhupada?
About the devotee, yes, yeah. Now I follow. Yeah, means, I said, can I come to your area, you know? Yeah. He said, no, you can't come.
Why would they say something like that?
Because unfortunately they haven't made some advancement, you know. They're trying to control. This is the human nature. I felt very bad, but then I thought this is the way he is. To expect something better than this from him is my fault. We're trying to control. Srila Prabhupada didn't try to control. He controlled us with love. Prabhupada said everything should be on the basis of love. And what is it? Affection? Love and trust. Everything should be on the basis of love and trust. Several devotees have found like this. Different parts of the world. They won't want you to come. Because if somebody becomes, inspired, then he has to take initiation. They don't want. They want everybody should be inspired by them. Inspired or despair or whatever it may be, you know. They should. It's unfortunate.
Then that is their misfortune.
Huh?
That is their misfortune.
Their misfortune. Thank you, Krishna Gopal Prabhu. Yes, there's one devotee more. Give him the mic.
Maharaj, you mentioned that all women should see all other
men.
You mentioned that all women should see all other men except their own husband as father. But I've also heard a statement that women should see them as sons, as a son. Could you say something about it?
Son. Yeah, means what I was trying to say, women should not hunt for different men, you know, which is very common nowadays, you know. So they should have this feeling of a father. Son is there, but a woman cannot associate with a son. I mean, the feeling should be only one husband, one wife. But man wants, like, I met one Mataji in Seattle, Washington. One thing I found in the Western devotees, they don't hide anything. And she said, Maharaj, my mother was married 16 times and she is looking for a 17th husband. I said, my God, what is this, you know? So I was speaking in one house in Chicago, so this Indian house, the one Mr. Mehta, Kailash Mehta. I said, what is here? What kind of culture you people are living here? One woman told me like this, that her mother was married 16 times. So Mr. Mehta said, Swamiji, your disinformation is old. The latest information is that Elizabeth Taylor was married 27 times looking for a 28th husband. So point I'm making, the woman should not hunt for different men, and men should not hunt for different women. They should try to control their senses. In that sense, you understand? Son is there, son, woman cannot associate with the son, but that's also happening nowadays. Many nonsense things are happening. They are preparing a royal road to hell, unfortunate thing. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Any Mataji has any question? Hare Krishna. Please repeat again. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Louder. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Ram Ram!
Ram Ram!
Hare
Hare! Hare Hare!
Jai Sri Krishna!
Jai Sri Krishna!
Chaitanya!
Chaitanya!
Prabhu Nityananda,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Shri Advaita,
Shri Advaita,
Gadadhar,
Gadadhar,
Shri Vasadi,
Shri Vasadi,
Gaura Bhakta,
Gaura Bhakta,
Brinda,
Brinda,
Nama Om,
Nama Om,
Vishnu Padaya,
Vishnu Padaya,
Krishna Prasthaya,
Krishna Prasthaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Shrimate,
Shrimate,
Bhakti Vedanta,
Bhakti
Vedanta,
Swami,
Iti namane,
namaste,
Saraswati Deve, Gauravani, Pracharane, Nirvishesh, Shunyavadi, Paschante Desh, తారణి. శ్రీ ప్రభువారికి, శ్రీ గోవిందాయ పంచతత్వకి, శ్రీకృష్ణ వరధామకి, శ్రీ లలితాభిషేక శ్యామకి, వృందావన ధామకి, హరే కృష్ణ,
హరే కృష్ణ.